In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born. We hear in our gospel lesson for this day, the wise men seeing the star appear while they're in the east and go over and rest over the place where the young child is born, and they follow it. They follow this star. And we heard a lot, if you were listening to the news in the last month or couple weeks anyway, you might have heard them talking about the Christmas star had reappeared again. And there are many astronomers, perhaps the most famous of one was Kaffmanis, who himself was a believer, who researched this Christmas star. And it turns out that the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn happened around the time of Christ's birth, and it would have happened in a part of the sky that on the road to Jerusalem would have appeared directly over Bethlehem. He's proven that through math and through science. You can actually hear his lecture if you Google that, astronomer Kaffmanis. Now, interesting thing is that Jupiter is the king star, represents the king. That's true in both Roman astronomy, or astrology, and as well as Hebrew. Saturn in Roman represents the god of agriculture, but in Hebrew and in Persian, Saturn represents the Messiah, a savior, a protector to come. And so the idea that these two stars came together, a king who is also a Messiah and appeared over Bethlehem, is what prompted these magi, these astronomers, these wise men, to make their trek from Persia to find the place where Christ was born. Now, interesting thing also from our gospel reading, it says when they get to Jerusalem, they start inquiring, you know, where is this town? Where's this Bethlehem? And it says not only was Herod troubled, it says all Jerusalem was troubled with Herod. All Jerusalem. That's a big city for everyone to be noticing a couple of men asking about a star. And that's because they too noticed the star but didn't know what to make of it. The people noticed there is this new star over Bethlehem but didn't know what to make of it. Now, whether you think and believe that it was this conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn or not is almost irrelevant. The point is that the star appeared and the wise men paid attention and everybody noticed. Something was going on, but they couldn't put their finger on what it was, so they were perplexed. They were troubled. Now, why is this given to us on this day? Why is this given to us? Why is this recorded for us? I think one of the reasons is that it calls us to look for the ways in which God announces his presence to us, the way God announces his presence to this world. We heard in the Alleluia verse that Matt just read for us, it's the heavens are telling the glory of God and the firmament, meaning the sky, the firmament proclaims his handiwork. It's saying that even the heavens tell us the story of God. Even the heavens are revealing God coming to us. And the church selected this psalm verse for the nativity on purpose, obviously, because the star was telling us about the coming into the world of the Savior, Jesus Christ. And we also heard tonight a verse from Isaiah as part of the God is with us hymn, where the priest is reciting from Isaiah. It says, behold means look, pay attention. Behold, I and the children that God has given me are signs and portents in Israel, says the Lord of hosts. I and the children are signs of the coming of Christ. I, who's the I in there? Who's the speaker? Well, Isaiah is, but it points to Christ. Christ and the children that God has given him. If Christ is the I, then the children are the believers. The children are the church. The children are us. So it says, I and the children whom God has given me are the signs that God has entered the world, are the signs that God has come among his people, are the signs that the light has finally shone in the darkness after 42 generations of waiting. So if we're being told that, like, the heavens tell the glory of God, nature tells the glory of God, Christ reveals the glory of God, his people reveal the glory of God, the wise men were followed these signs, the question for us is, do we see those signs? Do we recognize when God is telling us that he has come, when God is telling us that he is present? I mean, I think to myself, how many times, how many signs of God, how many signs of God's presence, how many signs of God coming into the world have I missed because I simply wasn't paying attention, because I simply wasn't watching, because I simply wasn't listening, because I was preoccupied with who knows what, that I missed the signs that God has come into the world. And I think there were probably people in Israel that missed the sign of the star that appeared over Bethlehem. There are people certainly that missed the sign of Jesus Christ having come. There are people that missed the sign of his people bearing witness to his light throughout the world. And I think to myself, of whom I am first. Of whom I am first. And so I think on this Feast of the Nativity, one of the things I would like to call us to is that we open our eyes and we open our hearts and we open our ears to the ways in which God shows the signs of his presence, the way that God shows the fact that he has come into the world. And it can be in nature, it can be in the heavens, and it can be in Christ himself, and it can be in the children, Christ's children in the church. And you know, those signs could be anything. You know, it could be the voice of a child could be telling us that God has come into the world. It could be the look of distress on a stranger's face could tell us God has come into the world. It could be the way a tree blows in the wind could tell us that God has come into the world. It could have been last Sunday when Jupiter and Saturn were almost conjoined that tells us God has come into the world. But the point is that we can't afford to be missing the ways in which God tells us, the ways in which God shares that he has indeed entered into this world. And so on this night, when the people who walked in darkness have finally seen a great light, you know, historically, those 42 generations, and the Messiah finally comes. And for us, for whom the Messiah has already come, but we, for whatever reason, are blind and deaf to his coming. You know, the people that walk in darkness, that's us. It's time to open our eyes and see that light, to open our eyes to the signs, to open our eyes the way the magi, the wise men, all the way in Persia, saw something in the sky. This king and this Messiah have come together over the place of Bethlehem, that we too open our eyes, that we might recognize the way and ways in which God has entered the world and the way and ways in which God has entered your life. Amen. Christ is born.
Glorify him.